Welcome everybody to Brute Force Baking Extra Episode 2, where I'm going to be making my delicious homemade pizza that I can practically guarantee that you're going to enjoy. So let me show you everything that we're going to be using for this. Starting with, of course, the base is critical, and this stone fire bread is perfect, and I can quite often pick this up when it's like marked down for clearance, you know. So this was only just over $2, and you get like two good sized pieces that I use half of one of them, and then for the cheese, you want like real cheese, and yes, I recommend Sargento's coarsely shredded mozzarella, their sort of skimmed version. I prefer this over the whole milk version, but you'd probably find that's fine. And then for some extra flavor, I also add some of their sharp cheddar as well. And then for the toppings, I go for one of these good sized like cherry tomato. And yeah, these ones from these Campari ones from Private Selection from Kroger are very good. Yeah, because the the flavor you get with these is perfect for a pizza. And then in addition, I also have like a good sized mushroom, and check out this. I'm probably going to do. I've only got fairly small mushrooms, so I'll use two of those. But yeah, check out this trick, because in the past I had an issue with the mushrooms going like really slimy in the fridge, and I found what you can do is just simply chuck the cellophane and put them in a brown paper sandwich bag, and then you just fold it up, you know, keep it in the fridge, and yeah, they stay perfect for the duration of the whole pack of the mushrooms. So that were like a charm, I must say. Okay, and then for the sauce, I just use some organic tomato paste, and yes, this variety here, I'm not even going to try and pronounce that, but I'll include a link in the video description. But this is serving me well, and except the one time where, because I order it in bulk, you know, I buy like a ton of them in one go, that they sent me like it was like sauce, it wasn't paste at all, it was far too, you know, it added water or something. So but I think they refunded me or something, so it was all right. But as long as as long as you get the paste, then and of course the when you receive if you order a good few, then of course check when you get them that the seal on top hasn't been broken, because yeah, that's, you do not want to use any bottles like this if the seal has been broken already. We use like a good sized tablespoon and a half of the tomato paste. And then one tablespoon of extra virgin olive oil, and like I was saying with the my brownie recipe, yes, I do recommend going for the single source, like from California, so you know you're not getting adulterated olive oil, you know, they've added like other oils which are not good for you at all, because olive oil is good for you, you know. And then for seasoning for the sauce, a good few turns of freshly ground black pepper and some salt, of course. That is it. And see, that's the I'm quite happy to go without the like the processed pepperoni and things like that. Yeah, no, this tastes superb without going for like the processed meat that you might add for the pizza. And yeah, to try it like this first, and I think you'll find, yeah, this is great. You know, this is a really sort of healthy version. So let's get started here. And first, I'm going to solve the mystery as to what my the marks were on my makeshift cutting board, because yes, they allow me to precisely cut the middle of my the bread, you know, the base here. So let me show you doing that. Right, let's grab some scissors here, because I'm going to use a new pack. But yes, this Stonefire base is superb. I also very much like their naan breads, which will feature in my curry recipe coming up. Because yeah, so you just basically mark up the ends of the base, and then yes, you can, even if it's like a slightly different size, you can sort of move it so then it's precisely in the middle there, and then yes, just mark the work out the what is the center point, and also mark that too. So then you don't have to keep guesstimating as to where to cut. And yes, I do recommend using these from frozen. So even if you buy them for this, you know, for the pizza, even if you buy them fresh, not on special offer, then yes, I would still recommend freezing them, because I think that gives you a better result for the pizza. So half of that, and then we can lose the rest of this. Oh, my bag has torn there a bit. But yeah, I store them. I use a shopping bag also to keep them fresh. Okay, so let's do the sauce. So for that, yeah, just use a I just use a just any old bowl for that. And then, as I say, again, yeah, make sure the seal, if it's a new jar, that the seal is good on it. So you can hear that's also good. And I typically do, I would probably just mix this up a little bit to make sure it's a consistent texture there. Think that's good. Okay, and as I say, yeah, so we want, you don't want to overdo it with the paste, but as I say, about a good heaped one, and I think that's plenty. Right. And yes, once you've opened it, you'll want to keep that in the fridge. But it lasts perfectly fine, you know, for the full time, because I only have one pizza each week, which I very much look forward to. So, okay, so that's fine for that, and then, as I say, one tablespoon of the olive oil. So it's what, and that's what makes it more like a sauce than a, you know, because and that helps, you know, it's easier to spread out with the olive oil. And then good few turns of the old black pepper. Some salt, of course. Not quite as much salt. You don't want to overdo it on that. I think that's enough. And then what you want to do is just keep mixing until the olive oil is fully combined with the tomato paste. Using the yes, use it with the two spoons. You can then scrape off the other spoon there, so you get it fully mixed in. That's looking good. Alrighty, so right now let's put this on the pizza base. And yeah, as for the timing of when to put the oven on, which is 425 degrees Fahrenheit, I'll give you the Celsius in the video description. I typically put that on after I've spread out the sauce. Yeah, so because and that times it just about right, so. It gives me enough time to add the toppings. So, and then you can use the one of the spoons to sort of hold the base in on the plate here. And of course, you're trying to get a nice even coat across the whole base. Yeah, I thought I'm giving a good demonstration of the low light of my camera here, but based on how well it did with the in my bread recipe, where I unintentionally recorded a portion of that in the just using the light from of my oven sort of hob, and yeah, it was fine, wasn't it? So I thought I would this might be a nice. Variation, you know, not using the slightly the harsher light of the overhead, and I think it's probably sufficient for this recipe. So that's looking good. I think I've pretty much got that. And then you can like, if the sauce has sort of gone off the side, you can just use, you know, scrape it with the spoon and then re-added it to the main parts. But I think we've pretty much got that. Alrighty. That'll do. Okay, we can just leave that. And then, and I'll, yes, wash your hands at this point because it's easiest to just, whilst I sort of do shake some of the cheese onto the base. You typically do need to use your hands to fully, you know, place the cheese. So let me just quickly wash my hands here. And I'm going to fit. I use this soft soap, aloe vera soft soap, because I was getting like chronic dry hands. Because with baking, you can end up washing your hands very frequently, and yeah, I was really suffering from dry hands, but this solved the problem for me completely. I'm very happy in it, and it's like it's very inexpensive as well. So yeah, okay, yeah. So let's do the mozzarella here, and yes, so make sure you go for the coarsely. The coarsely shredded cheese, because the finely shredded one is no good at all. That's a disaster for the pizza. And yes, when you first went for a new pack, just get your hand in there and just you just need to like free it all up so it's nice and loose. Because now you've got clean hands, so that's not an issue, of course. And then you can use the pack to put a good layer of the mozzarella on the pizza here. So you don't want to go overboard though. I think that's probably a good amount. And then of course you can just make sure everything's evenly placed, grabbing the bits that have fallen off the side there. Because yeah, I mean, if you you add up the total preparation time, it's pretty good really. Because yeah, on the because this is like a Wednesday night for me, I skip my usual evening washing up, you know, before my evening meal, and I go, and slightly later I make myself this pizza, and it's yeah, nice difference, you know, not having to do the washing up for once. And yeah, nice accompaniment is the I have a drop of red wine with the pizza, which I recommend you, a nice fruity red wine. Okay, I think that's looking pretty good. I think I've got a bit of a gap there, but I think that's probably good enough. Yeah, that's the you just want to make sure there are no you haven't left any gaps, because what happens if you then it will tend to burn where there are like gaps on the pizza, which obviously you don't want. But even then, it's not. It probably was still tastes pretty good, but oops. All right, I think that's good enough. Okay, and then let's go with the. So, I add some the yeah. I also highly recommend the adding some sharp cheddar as well for some added flavour. But not so much of the. And you can get this, yeah, so this real cheese, I mean, you can pick this up for like about, when they've got it on special offer, like about $2.50 per pack. So that's not bad at all, because it lasts you, you know, you get a good few pizzas out of it. And it's also, yeah, as a standby for like a cheese salad sandwich, very tasty. And again, yeah, I use the two cheeses. Okay, I think that's fine for that. Right, let's leave that there. Now let's chop up the tomato. Let me show you how I do that. Where I actually use my proper cutting board for that. And yes, that's, like I was saying in the my first BFB Extra episode, the you should have no concerns over using the a wooden chopping board, because yeah, as I say, it turns out the wood is antibacterial. But obviously, when you're if you're chopping up something like raw chicken, then yes, you do want to thoroughly wash it afterwards. And yeah, okay. So yeah, what ideally you want a good sized one for this, and I do wash it for good measure. Where you just want to cut out the sort of leftover stem part, like so. Who's nearly? There we go. All right, and then yes, you want to cut this into thirds. And then you cut those in half, like so. Yeah, this combo just works like a treat. You know, the cherry tomato and the mushrooms is like the perfect combination. Okay. Small adjustment there. All right. Now let's do a couple of these as they're fairly small, the mushrooms. And yeah, so check out these. So I'm getting towards the end of my pack here, and they're still they're still nice and fresh. So let's have a couple of these. I do give them a rinse. Right, so let's cut off just the bottom of the stems, and then for these I'm just going to quarter them. But if you have a large mushroom, then you want to further cut down the pieces into halves. But as these are fairly small, this is going to be fine. Just cutting them to that, and then just evenly, I put them sort of by the tomato pieces. Actually, let's put that there. Yep, that will do. And I add just a little bit of extra seasoning on the tomatoes, but you don't want to overdo it, I don't reckon. So just a bit of the just a few turns of the black pepper and a little salt. Oh, I forgot to turn on the oven here. So yeah, 425, as I say, is the temperature that you want for that. Yes, you want to do that just after you've put the sauce on the pizza. Okay, so yes, just a little salt. That's plenty. All right, that is it. Now, to transfer that to the middle shelf, use a slice. Because the, I mean, this particular one's great, because you want to pull the middle shelf out, so then you can easily place the. You can see like that. Hold it with on one corner, then you can use it. So that's how you can safely transport it. I highly recommend putting like my stainless steel grilling sort of pan. Put that on the bottom shelf to catch anything that falls off the pizza, and make sure you don't leave this in the oven while it's heating up, because what can happen, this happened to me once, something fell off early on, like a mushroom or something, and the smoke that generated ruined the pizza. You could taste the smoke with the pizza, and it was a it was not a good experience at all. So yeah, just make sure you, if you get one of these excellent stainless steel pans here, make sure you remove that while the oven is heating up. And then yeah, just put this on underneath the pizza while it's cooking. And yeah, it's just 9 minutes at the 425 degrees Fahrenheit, and it's ready to go. So, see you in a bit, and I'll show you the finished result. So there you go. Check that out. Doesn't that look tasty? I think you're really going to enjoy it if you give that a go. And please do, if you do try it out, please post your experience in the comments on the video. As I say, I find I've found this Breyers natural chocolate ice cream is very nice as a dessert. Where the yeah, you've got to make sure you get with Breyers, like with a lot of them, that you get ice cream. It actually says ice cream because yeah, these frozen desserts, they're not actually yeah, they're not good at all. But yeah, check out the ingredients is just milk, cream, sugar, Dutch cocoa processed with a lower. Whey, vegetable gum, yeah, I'm not sure about that one, but a natural flavour. So that's like, that's perfect, isn't it? That's the nice, really short ingredients list there. And yeah, and in terms of the flavour, it reminds me of Maltesers were like a chocolate sort of honeycomb. Covered chocolate balls in the UK. It reminds me of the flavour of that, and it's delicious. Yeah, and also recommend their. Let me show you their natural vanilla. This doesn't go particularly well with the ice cream, but yeah, because again, it's very short ingredient, even in there. So yes, the same milk, cream, sugar. So yeah, highly recommend. And you can buy these, you know, if like we've got a store locally called Martin's, and yeah, these have these on like, sometimes on a special offer for as little as $2.50 each. So. That's a pretty good deal, isn't it? Anyway, so yes, enjoy, and yeah, it'll be lovely to hear from anyone who's actually tried my recipes. So yeah, enjoy.